Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1116. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, of course, we're middle of the Halachas of Shinei Makom. We're going through the concept of Sfarash, about what it's all about and how it works. Well, if we have a better understanding in all of Halacha, and especially certain subjects more than others, especially Shinei Makom is one of those. If you have an understanding of the foundation as to what are the inner workings of it and the Sfara of it, the logic behind it, right? So we have, it's easier to remember the cases when we come across different cases. A person left the house, I ate a bag of pretzels and I ate the right amount in a certain amount of time this year. Do I have to make an after bracha? Let's see. So again, we have, well, the after bracha have to make in its place. So therefore I still have the connection. So therefore the answer is no, I do not have to remake the first bracha. So we're trying to go through the logic just to sum it up, but we spoke about the last two shiurim, package it up and move on. When you're dealing with in general a bracha whereby if you ate the right amount, you have to make the after bracha in its place, which is we said benching, and then we said ala michya, and we'll talk about down the road shivas aminim and others that I don't want to, because that's machlokes, I don't want to get to that right now, but let's keep it simple. Benching berachas hamazon and ala michya, you definitely have to make in the place whereby you ate pras. You have to come back and make the after bracha, right? So therefore, you still have the connection. Therefore, meaning what? The bracha before, if you went out, right? You had shnei makom, you went outside on the block. When you come back, you do not have to remake the bracha before. You don't have to remake the hamotzi. You don't have to remake the mezonos because you're still connected to the place. It says that this is all in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Ayin Ches in the Hakdama, which we spoke about the last couple of shiurim. And on the flip side, in Baruch Nefoshos, excuse me. So. And the Baruch Nefesh, meaning Shehakol, Hadama, and Ha'etz, since the Baruch Nefesh does not have to be made in the place whereby you ate, according to Allah, it's better to do it like this, you don't forget, whatever Chayyadim talks about it, Mishabir brings it down, but according to Allah, you can make a Baruch Nefesh three blocks away also, it's no problem, but therefore you lose the connection. Even though you drank the right amount, you ate the right amount, or whatever, in the right amount of time, so now, once you leave the building, you go outside, you go down the block or whatever, again, the amount of time leaving the building we'll talk about, but you go outside down the block for argument's sake, right? You now lost the connection, the original connection to that bracha, and therefore, because the Baruch Nefesh is, because the after bracha does have to be made in this place, therefore, when you come back, the new bracha before would have to be made, which would be Shehakol Ho'etu Adama, which we spoke about the last few shiurim. Now, just a quick note that I want to just talk about real quickly. Another thing in reference to the logic and the concept. When a person goes out, right, and it's a real shinei makom, meaning whatever that is down the block, right, and in conjunction with the brachas we spoke about, Shehakol Ho'adama and Ha'etz, because they require Baruch Nefeshes if one ate the right amount, that is it, the Ramah tells us it's really an automatic Hesech Hadas, right? And it's more than the Sefer Hilchas Brachas actually talks about, which we'll try and get into also. It's more of a Hafsak, it's an automatic Hefsek, more than really a Hesech Hadas type of thing, but it's an automatic cutoff from the original meal, which is how we explained it the last few shiurim. So either way you look at it, whether it's like the Ramah says, he actually explains the Sefer Hilchas Brachas that the word that the Ramah over there in Kuf Ayin Ches says the word Hesech Hadas, but the Sefer Hilchas Brachas, he explains, it's not a real Hesech Hadas type of a thing. It's more Hesech Hadas. What is Hesech Hadas? I keep on saying Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas is a person could be sitting in my place. I'm drinking a bottle of water, right? I sipping, let's say, and I'm staying in the same place. I'm not leaving. So there's no Shinoi Makim. But now I decide I had enough. Finish. Case closed. According to some major gedolim, I think it was Rav Eliashiv who explained that one should do a little action. They move the bottle away. They put the bottle back in the fridge, right, where I cover my coffee. I'm done with the coffee. Finish. I'm drinking. I made a shahakal. I'm done. Finish. I decide to stop, right? Do I cover the coffee? I put it on the side. Finish. No problem. So now that's a real hesech hadas. Now you come back 10 minutes later, you want to continue drinking coffee. You need a new shahakal, right? You need a new shahakal. Well, I'm eating a cake, even with mezonos. It doesn't have to be shahakal, even with mezonos. Hesech hadas is basically I stop eating. Now I change my mind. I want to continue eating. Now you need a new bracha. I'm eating my cake, right? The delicious cake. I ate enough for ala michi or whatever. Fine. I'm done. I package it up. I move it on the side. I put it back in the fridge. Whatever. I'm done. I'm finished with the cake. I don't want to eat anymore. I'll gain weight. It's not good. Finish. Over. So now you come back 10 minutes later. Oh, you know what? The cake was not bad. Let me continue. You didn't make your ala michi. No ala michi. I didn't make it yet. Whatever the reason is, you should should make Dal HaMechi right away, but you didn't. I come back now, 10 minutes later, I want to continue eating the cake. I changed my mind. One second, excuse me. You need a new mezonos. That's called Hesech Hadas. Now, so how he explains the Hilchas Barach is explaining that Ramah, when the Ramah says Hesech Hadas, it's a little bit of a different type of Hesech Hadas. It's like an automatic cutoff. It's not, I don't have a mind bedafka. It's automatically cuts off the meal. Cuts off the drink, right? I'm eating potatoes, let's say. I'm eating an apple. I'm eating an orange. I'm drinking a coffee, right? And I ate the right amount. And I have to make a burn of fashis. Even if I didn't eat it the right amount, it doesn't matter. Even if I took a sip of coffee, I made a shahakal, I took a sip of coffee, now I went out. There's nothing to do with the after bracha. That's the point. But the point is over here, it's an automatic cutoff. So it's even more than Hesech Hadas. It's a different type of Hesech Hadas. That's how the Sefer Hilchas Brachas explains it, that it's a sort of like a hafsaka, an automatic cutoff from the original bracha. If you want to say in English, whether you like it or not. So having in mind, we'll try and talk about a little bit more possibly next year, having in mind won't help. In other words, if I made a shahakal and I had in mind to continue drinking my coffee when I come back, I have to go down the block, right? And I made a shahakal, but I had in mind with my shahakal, I'll come back in 5 minutes, right? And I'll continue drinking in 5 minutes. Have in mind with all kavanas in it, it doesn't help. It's an automatic cutoff whether you like it or not. It's an automatic hesech hadas, which in this case is really a hefsek. In other words, it's not tully and you. It's just tully and you because of the fact that you went out. But it's not tully and you because of the cutoff. The cutoff is automatically there. And therefore, you would need a new bracha when you come back in cases of shahakal, hadama, and ha'etz. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.